This copyrighted broadcast is presented by All Paws Pet Talk Radio and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. Any information or segments of this show and all of the shows may not be disseminated without express written consent from the All Paws Pet Talk producer.
Pet Talk Live has been pre-recorded in front of a live audience on BBS Radio. If you would like to be a guest on the show, then please contact us at www.pettalklive.com.
Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with the valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Britt's got your number, where numerology can answer so many of your life's questions. That's right. It can give you direction. It can help you make choices in love, work, and life in general. I'm Bob Wolf, the unimportant one, the host, along with is really numerologist Britt Johnson, and she uses an ancient system that is passed down over thousands of years. Hi, Britt.
Hi, Bob. Let's get going.
All right. Let's start to talk about the numerology of the holidays.
This whole month, we have a very interesting numerology that starts the 1st of December. Everybody's preparing in anticipation of what will be ahead. So what we find is the month is full of creativity, nurturing, food, but extremes. People go up and down like crazy.
What do you mean? I'm good. What do you mean? I don't know.
I mean, one minute, everybody's festive and cooking and calm and thinking about all the ways that they're going to be nurturing. Mm-hmm. And then in 2 seconds, they get very worried about, will they get the right thing? Will they get it all done? And then people can also be very overindulgent. So it's a swinging month full of lots of highs and lows.
I remember this whole Black Friday thing. Remember the videos they showed on TV of people actually crushing each other to get into Walmart at like 12:01?
Yep.
Which really, not the whole spirit of the holiday.
Yeah, it can do that. But that is actually, Black Friday is actually in November. This is really about December's numerology. Then we have these two important days where people spend time with their loved ones. So we're looking at Christmas Eve, which is a day that people have to remember two things. It's about giving, but also receiving. Because people that are alone can really feel the impact of being alone and take it way too extreme. So it needs the balance. And then the very next day, which many people celebrate as the Christmas Day, we have to remember the true spirit, which that is about elevating and lifting the whole world, deeds, actions, really going out of our comfort zone to really help people that need help, doing different things with kids organizations or needy families, people that, you know, are less fortunate. And that is truly the numerology of Christmas and the whole month.
Now, what about Hanukkah? I mean, it's 8 days, and Hanukkah In Jewish history, the 8 days is relevant to certain events, but we have to say something right here.
You do.
I had surgery today.
It's true.
Yeah, they removed a couple of Cadillacs from my eyes.
Yeah, they moved got your Cadillacs.
They got my Cadillacs out. At least it was Cadillacs after they gave me whatever it is they put in your arm to make you goofy before they do the surgery. So if I sound a little goofy, that's why. They actually fixed my eyes, which is a miracle.
And, And I always say you should tell your eye surgeon why he's so lucky to have his practice. It's because some people believe our alien ancestry, where we actually come from, it just we don't have the type of sun, and that's where cataracts have come from.
So wait a minute. So cataracts comes from the fact that humans are alien ancestors?
Some people believe that.
Yeah, well, tell me the theory.
Well, that's just the theory. So our longing for constantly wanting to know more and more about, you know, who we are, it's because we are from a different place. And the doctor, if he has a marvelous kidney-shaped pool, he can thank the alien ancestry, because that's supposedly why people have cataracts. Because it's just an offshoot of not being from this particular sun situation.
Well, it's interesting. We did have tails at one time. Mm-hmm. And we have a coccyx, although that really comes more from evolution. But that's another show for another day.
Well, let's talk about, you were asking me about the numerology of
Christmas.
Yeah, well, we did Hanukkah. That. Okay, Hanukkah. Hanukkah's all about eight, which is no beginning, no middle, and no end. It's that beautiful infinity number associated with eight. Everlasting spirit, everlasting light, all source divine, two spinning wheels.
Wow. So I never thought about the fact that, I mean, is there an association of the number? I mean, Christmas, for example, is the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
What is the 25? I know I'm not.
Well, two makes five. Two plus five is seven. And then what you have is you have mm-hmm. a number that's going to be very wise and knowing and elevating and all about music. Remember back in the day, the Christmas caroling and all the Christmas music, sure. How that would elevate people. You would listen to certain songs and you'd have fond remembrances from that particular, science of music or sound.
Right.
Seven wants to expand the electromagnetic energy field. That means really lift somebody.
The music itself. So mm-hmm. it's tied in there. Tied
Correct.
In. Wow. That's mm-hmm. very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming up on the program today, I do want to mention, too, we have a couple of really fun segments that we're going to do. A little later on, we're going to do Love Match. And Love Match is where we take two people's birthdays, and Britt will tell you what kind of match they are. So if you want to be part of that, go to britsgotyournumber.com and email us your birthday and their birthday. And then listen next week on Love Match, maybe you, but we're going to do that every week where we're going to tell you a little bit about that partnership.
Yeah, that's great. And there's a lot of other ways to do Love Match. I've had people, you know, they're separated, ready to get divorced. They're already dating somebody, and then sometimes they can have second thoughts. So they'll ask me, well, tell me about my long-term marriage. Should I walk away from it? And then sometimes you'll meet a new person, and you'll want a little bit of insight into their numerology and their psyche.
And that's coming up later in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you find that men are... I don't find men as interested in numerology as women. Do you find that to be true?
I'd say probably 60-40, 60 women, 40 men. But some men are not into numbers unless they're mixed with certain letters.
Like? Oh, no.
38 double D, 42 C.
Men are very interested in numerology based on that. That's so fun. Now, coming up in just a minute, we're going to be doing the numbers for one of our listeners, and we're going to have her on the line. We got her birthday information via the website, so Britt's done the numbers. We can't do them on the fly because they're a little more involved. So we're going to have her on the phone, and we're going to show you what one of Britt's readings is exactly so fascinating and so interesting.
Numerology is always pure energy and information. Often people say, well, I don't understand numbers, so how could this, you know, be pertinent to me? And what it does is it gives you full strength, full clear information about every aspect of your life. You don't need to be a numerologist to know numbers.
Coming up next, Britt's going to show you via a reading exactly how it works. That's next on Brit's Got Your Number.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels,
www.britscountrynumber.com for more information on the show and booking a reading with Brittany. We are going to do a couple of on-air readings. Right now on the line is actually a friend of mine for many, many years. Bob, how long have we known each other?
30 plus years.
I have no idea who you are.
Well, I mean, it surprises me since I'm only 22, but
yeah, we go back. I was telling, can I mention that character that you play that you used to do at my comedy club?
Well, too late now. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I want to say hi to Bob. I'm Britt.
What would you do if I said no? You'd be sitting there like, Schmagegi.
Well, Schmagegi, not the first time I've had Schmagegi in my face. But no, we do that another time. I want to introduce you to Brittany. She's our numerologist. And she has done your numbers.
Oh, and I've got your number too.
Yes, of course, number two. But I'm always number one in your life.
Always.
See, Bob and I.
In fact, I'm holding up one finger right now.
Yes, we were sort of meant to be together, but not meant to be together.
I understand.
All right, gotcha. Let's do Bob's numbers.
Well, Bob, you have a very interesting numerology chart. First of all, you have a very creative soul. That means you're constantly trying to find new creative ways to express yourself in the world.
True.
Cooking, projects, nurturing, all kinds of creative projects will always be a part of who you are. You're constantly seeking new ways to be creative.
All true.
It's interesting in your particular chart because it's twofold. It's also, so your soul is your spark. So that's that inner thing that really moves you and makes your decisions. But it just happens to be your path that you're walking on. So your path is going to be empowered when you do these types of things, new projects, cooking, gardening, being very social, and also you're a wonderful performer.
That's true.
You can leave out the gardening, but everything else is true.
Okay. Well, maybe not yet, right? Who knows?
Oh, I'd rather kill myself than get my hands in the mud. But now, other than that, yeah.
What's so interesting about your chart, by the way, is that so you have this beautiful creative spirit, but then you have these numbers that make you a wonderful negotiator, communicator, and salesperson.
Bob's in real estate.
That's perfect because it's your asset and it's also how you keep yourself very balanced and it's what you are projecting into the world. So you have these hidden numbers, which is, I have a feeling you could sell anything to anybody, and that you can really speak to large groups, all different types of groups, and also you're a wonderful traveler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you traveled. You never invited me on a vacation.
Reasons for that.
Because you know better.
Yeah, you're true.
Also, you have a challenge of women in your life. That's caused you a bit of a challenge right out of the get-go. Sisters, mothers, females in general. That was kind of an Achilles for you.
Isn't that really true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. However, you have a beautiful like landing strip, if you will, which is your destination. A person's destination is where they come in strong. And that has to do with, you're going to really make something your own. You're going to do something creative over and over again until you put your own fingerprint on it. It's very exciting.
Bob, is there a question?
Can you give me a clue what that might be so I can just get right to it now?
Well, I can tell you it's going to be very good financially, because there's a number that will literally make a person get off their seat. It's just what moves them, lifts them, and that has to do with money. So this particular creative project that you're going to really, quote, master is very lucrative, because these two have to work together in your chart. They're working hand in hand.
Okay. Is some of this clicking with you, Bob?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to make money off of you.
Oh.
Good luck.
Yeah. Let's hope something else. I did have a radio agent once, but he died, unfortunately. I do want to tell a quick Bob story, which I think might be interesting to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bob, I love Golden Retrievers. I've had many of them. This is the Pet Talk Network. Bob worked for a very famous person. I don't know if you want me to use her name.
Go ahead. She's dead.
Okay.
Who is it?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Can't sue me now.
Yeah. Bob was Mary Tyler Moore's personal assistant. So one day he goes to me, Mary has a golden retriever. You have a golden retriever. She said, let's walk our dogs in the park. So I go to the building on Central Park West. I take the elevator up. It stops at one floor, which happens to be all Mary's. So the door opens up, and there is TV legend Mary Tyler Moore, who could not have been more gracious and more sweet. And she had a golden retriever, and we walked around Central Park.
Named Dash.
Yes. I don't remember. Did a lot of people approach Mary when we were in the park? I know that she was just very gracious to anybody that did.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I'll tell you a funny story, is that she went out one day to walk the dog, because usually she was off doing things, so it was either me or the houseman that would walk Dash. But one day she was free, and she decided she would take the dog to the park, and she comes back, and she stood in my office door, and she said, you know, dog people are just weird. And I'm like, what? She said, two women are standing there walking, you know, playing with their dogs, and they look over, and they see Dash, and they go, oh, look, that's Mary Tyler Moore's dog. What did I have to do, like throw my hat in the air?
Bob, thanks so much for calling us, my friend. You know I love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, no, I want to ask,
Betcha.
Do you have any other questions?
Are you done? Have we run my numbers out? Is there a lottery number I should play or anything?
Funny you should mention that.
Funny you should mention that.
Go ahead, Britt.
Do you have any other questions?
No. You pretty much nailed me.
I nailed you.
Wait a minute. I don't like how that sounds.
I didn't like how that sounded either, but you were on the radio, so I wasn't going to follow up on it.
I can tell you, you have wonderful numbers. You're also a very caring person.
He is.
You give so much to other people, and for you, you really have to give to yourself. Make sure that you do that, because that would create some balance in your chart. Your natural tendency is to think of everybody else first.
Yeah. It's true.
That's so enthusiastic.
Guilty as charged, but I'm Jewish, so I'm always guilty.
Bob, we love you on, my friend. I will talk to you real soon. You know I love you.
See you, Bubba.
I'm going to invite you back for more stories, okay?
Anytime.
Now, it's funny, Bob, you mentioned gambling. What we're going to cover next is, do your numbers have a lucky side? Should you use them for the lottery? All that's coming up next on Brit's Got Your Number.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels.
Back, Brit's Got Your Number. I'm Bob Wolf. On the phone with us is Lara for a reading. Once again, though, I want to plug, if you want your own personal reading, go to britsgotyournumber.com. You can send us an email, send it into Brit, and she can do an entire workup for you that I think you'll love. Lara, how are you?
Doing.
Excellent.
Lara, how can I help?
I've been contemplating a career change, and I'd really just like some advice or any guidance you might have as I'm thinking about making a major change in my life.
Okay, I have your numbers, Lara, and I can tell some things that would empower you and make things much easier for you. Any occupation that's going to have to do with caring for other people and making a setting for them, occupations that have to do with like a physical therapist, any type of caregiver like child care, something along those lines is going to be very good for you.
Have you considered
Okay. That's something that's always come pretty natural to me. I would say taking care of others.
Okay. You could also work in a restaurant too. I can see you doing that. You could easily work in a restaurant, work with children. Is there anything that you're trying to narrow down occupation-wise?
I really think I am leaning more towards childcare. You know, after having kids of my own, I just feel like it's something that I would really enjoy. It's just a matter of, can I handle the demand that it takes?
Okay, well, what you have is you have the ability to do some things that are very effortless, and that is improving the lives of others. So that is never going to be a drain for you. And you are definitely a natural born caretaker. So if you're going to be doing anything with kids, they need constant, tying of the shoes, teaching them things, reading to them, playing with them.
Oh, and constantly. Right. One distraction to the next, I always say.
Right. But this would be a very good thing for you because you would actually find a lot of ease and a lot of opportunity.
So
great.
Kids, Lara,
thank you for that input.
Kids don't make you crazy, usually.
Right.
Because I had, when I was younger, one of the caretakers of me actually chased me with a butter knife once.
It was just a butter knife, right?
They pushed a button.
Yeah, thank God it was a butter knife. That's all I can say.
Right.
It's true. So
I also have some questions regarding my father, if you might be able to give me any answers to his kind of relationship and why he is so unhappy and staying stuck, per se.
Okay. His numerology.
I could give you his number.
Yeah.
He's 2-17-46.
Okay.
2-17-46. What kind of a relationship? I mean, do you have, is it good? Is it tense? Is it?
I would say it's just all right at that, but I would say he's unable to really like express how he's feeling and put his foot down in some areas, and I just think he could be happier.
Okay, what he has going on is he's going to overly compromise in every situation. He longs to belong, and he'll do it at any cost. He won't separate even if it's the right thing to do. It's a very hard thing for him. But I have some news. The years that he's in right now, his era, it's huge change. Something is going to change. It couldn't help it because it's busting a move at the bottom. So he's either going to have a huge move. I wouldn't perceive it's any kind of career change. So it may be, you know, this situation, he may get out of it.
I hope so, you know, for his sake, but it's just hard to tell. But thank you.
You know, there's another thing that's interesting. Your challenge from your childhood is really in some ways connected to your dad's numerology.
Oh, how's that?
It's a hidden number. So in your childhood, the relationship may have been challenged in some particular aspects. The number is a 17.
Oh, a 17. That's interesting. I found that number kind of follows me in life from time to time.
Well, you know why? It's your challenge. And we're always addressing our challenges in different ways, whether we know it or not, because the soul is here to do soul work. And often when people will ask me, why is this number following me? Or why do I see this number all the time in front of my eyes? Or why are there so many birthdays connected to a certain number? That's the reason. So it's everything is lining up perfect, but the numbers are there to teach you things. I would love to do an advanced reading with you. We could really look at this a little bit deeper.
Great. So, I would love that.
Yeah, we can do this another time. Just get a hold of me. Go to my website and just mention that you were on the show today, because this is something I think would help you, Lara. But stay on path with your nurturing. Life can be two ways. It can be full of struggle, where you feel like you have a wheelbarrow full of rocks and you're going uphill, or it can be easy. And any career that has to do with lots of creative nurturing is going to empower you. Things will go easy for you.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Britt.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you called.
Thanks, Lara. Appreciate the phone call. Question for you, Miss Brittany.
Yeah.
An advanced reading.
Mm-hmm.
What does that involve?
Well, there's a lot of hidden numbers, a lot of information. It's going to tell you so many of your challenges. We have a challenge that is created out of numbers from our childhood. It goes in depth. Then it'll tell you your asset and lots of things like balance, how you keep yourself balanced. But the most important part about an advanced reading is they're lacking keys. You know, you could try your whole life to try to fix yourself, but the lacking keys are number solutions. So you're not searching all over the house for the key to turn the lock. So these are also in your chart. And I also look at other people in your life and give you insight of what's going on in these relationships.
If you'd like to book one, go to BrittScottJournover.com. All right, next, one of my favorite segments called Love Match. What we do is we take your birthday and the birthday of someone you're involved with or would like to be, and then Brit will tell you if it's Mr. Right or Mrs. Wrong.
Or even a triangle.
Or it's a triangle, or how crazy it is. And we're going to do Love Match. We've gotten a submission on our website, britsgotyournumber.com. We're going to do that next, and it's fascinating.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels, woo. Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels.
Britt Scott, your number. Welcome back. We are doing a great segment called Love Match. Why is it great? Because hearts are broken. And hearts are filled.
Every day.
If you go to the website, britsgotyournumber.com, there's a Love Match link. You send us your birthday. You send us their birthday. And then you listen for Love Match.
I'd love to know the number of the people that are on dating sites.
Yeah. So if there's someone in mind, are they good for you, Mr. Right or Mrs. Wrong?
Right. Are they marriageable? Are they disasters?
Right. Or should you just pay for the divorce in advance?
Right.
Go to BritScottYourNumber.com. Send us it. You may just hear it on the air. All right. We have Steve on the phone, right? Steve.
Yes. Hello there.
Hi, Steve.
Tell us what's going on.
Hi, Britt. How are you?
Great. I want to hear all about it.
Well, I've got a unique situation. I'd like to give you my birthday, my wife's, and also my girlfriend's.
Okay. Let's hear them.
Wow.
My birthday is 12/13/57.
Okay.
My wife is 10/22/62.
Okay.
And this was going to be hard to believe, but my girlfriend was born June 6, 1966, so she's 6'6", 6'6".
And you know what? That isn't that unusual, but yeah, okay.
I would shave her head and shave the numbers or in her scalp, and if so, I would run as fast as you can. All right, so let's get to this. This is interesting, a triangle. Now, I'm assuming we're hoping that your wife is not listening to this radio show.
I'm fairly confident she's working.
Okay.
She's working.
Right.
The strip club only has certain hours. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let's go.
Well, it's an interesting situation for a few different reasons. You have a lot of common ground with your wife. However, if you are looking at these numbers separate, they mean one thing, but these two combined, you two could have the most boring relationship imaginable.
How is that possible?
Because some of their numbers together would make them stick in the muds. Does that make sense?
So it's like it's like a triangle. In,
No, it goes like this. It could be boring and very predictable because they have repeating numbers that just reinforce some boring and predictable behavior. So they would really have to really work hard at keeping the relationship super interesting. It's something that wouldn't come natural.
Well, the one part you want that's predictable is the time one of them is coming home when the other one is there.
I guess. Now, when I look at, you know, it's interesting because the wife and the girlfriend have some things in common. So it's not surprising that you have found interest with both of these women because even though their numerology is different, some of their numbers are similar. The way that you connect with the quote girlfriend is she's much more exciting. She's much more even up and down, which creates a little bit more fun and excitement.
Do you realize what you just said?
What?
I'm not saying it. It's just my mind. My apologies. Please continue. As he has a lot of fun destroying his marriage. Go ahead.
No, see, I think that, Steve, you'd have a really hard time with this because you're an extremely spiritual person and your path, you know, you always are trying to do the right thing. So I'm sure this is a little bit of a challenge for you. Your chart has an interesting aspect. You have a repeating number over and over again that makes this happen as well. You really need to be alone a lot of the time. So this has to be a factor. When you're, you know, if you're looking at, you're going to stay with your wife where things I'm just going to say it, they would always be a little bit on the boring side. You still need an incredible amount of time alone. Whatever relationship is going to support that is probably the better one for you. And also cultivating your very spiritual side, because this is all hidden in your chart.
Well, the part that you said about me, you know, I'm very independent and do like a lot of time by myself. And my wife allows me that time.
Okay. Sometimes she's too bossy, though. She also wants to take the lead in ways. Sometimes she overdoes that. And I think that might have been the challenge in a relationship. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Spot on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Now, no judgment. Do you think she knows about your affair?
Absolutely. Positively not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No. Should I shave my girlfriend's head or no?
No. She's also, okay. She's spiritual in ways that you are. And the number that's hidden in your chart, she also has quite a bit of that. You two have a lot in common. Not just the, you know, ups and downs, because she'll create a lot more excitement. That's just the way she is, because her number, one of them, if you blow on it in a windstorm, it'll topple over. And it creates excitement because the number shifts back. And that creates a lot of passion and a lot of drama.
I can tell you the numbers you won't have in common is your bank account when the divorce happens. You're the intuitive, you're the numerologist, mm-hmm. I'm just the guy on the street.
I think what could have behooved, maybe we should do a couples counseling session with you and your wife, because some of this bossiness could be toned down. I mean, when you shed light on a situation, sometimes it can make it better. I think if I explained sometimes why she comes on too strong and bossy, but in a positive way, explain it a little more, maybe she could tone it down. Now, the girlfriend, this just looks really good. A lot of the numbers are so compatible. She likes to be alone a lot like you do. Both of you are really into having your own space.
And that's why it works so well.
Mm-hmm. What else do you want to know?
Well, it sounds like right now my girlfriend and I are more compatible than my wife and I.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just
interesting.
It's a more exciting relationship, and it's always going to stay a little bit more exciting. And then the hidden numbers are identical, and there's so much compatibility and click. But yet, this girlfriend, she's no pushover. She's very strong, too.
Quick question, then we got to go. Would you leave one for the other? Yes or no?
God, yeah, I'd probably leave my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you called.
Stay in touch.
Yeah, got some insight from this, and I hope it helps. Oh. No judgment.
Oh, great.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate
your
call.
Thank you.
You got it. You're listening to Britt's Got Your Number. If you want a reading, go to brittsgotyournumber.com. Insightful, fascinating, and affordable. Coming up in a minute, we're going to do a game called Guess Who. This is a lot of fun. We're going to describe a celebrity or famous person based on the numerology. And if you want to win a free reading, you have to guess who they are. That's next on Britt's Got Your Number.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Your number, welcome back. If you'd like a personalized reading with Britt, you got to go through me. No, if you'd like a personalized,
you're my bouncer.
I'm a bouncer, so don't abuse the numbers. Otherwise, you know, Vinny gotta get involved.
Gotta boomba.
So this is a segment we call Guess Who. You get to play along. You can win a free reading. Here's how it works. Britt is going to decide based on their numerology. She is going to describe, not decide. I had surgery today. I'm still on the drugs. She is going to describe a well-known famous person. Go to brittsgotyournumber.com. Guess who she's describing? Win a free reading.
Okay. Is everybody ready? I really want you to listen to these clues because I want you to win. I want you to win. Even if you aren't sure, take a guess. Go to my website and submit a guess. Now, the first clue about this person is they had a challenge in their childhood of spiritual excellence, being spiritual.
They did?
Yep. Oh
my God.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Some people think it's carried through their life.
There is no evidence of that in their current life.
All right.
I don't know where you see that. Okay, wait. You're the numerologist. Go ahead.
There's another clue. A person can hold their own on a mic, television, camera, audience. Person can public speak. Person has been on television. Person had a reality show.
Well, I thought it was Gandhi, but to the reality show. It's not Gandhi. Okay, so repeat those. So we
all right, two clues.
Right.
They had trouble in their childhood with being spiritual, right. Spiritual excellence. You know what that means? Doing the right thing, full of integrity. Integrity is a challenge for this person.
So they had none in their childhood?
No, it was a challenge.
Challenge.
That's carried through their life.
Okay.
They like being on television, and they've had a reality show.
Difficulty with integrity.
Yep.
Like being on television.
Yep.
They had a reality show.
Okay.
Could have you possibly picked one easier?
All right, we're going to keep going because I really want you to win. How about this?
Yeah.
Multiple marriages.
Oh, that made it harder.
Do you want to know how many?
Yes.
Three marriages.
Three marriages.
Yes.
Okay.
They've had three marriages, this person. It's a male.
Okay. Three marriages,
mm-hmm.
television show,
mm-hmm.
problems with integrity.
Okay, and an author.
And an author.
Yes.
Okay. By chance.
Don't say it even if you know it.
But I do know it. You told me.
Okay.
From now on, don't tell me.
I wasn't sure if you knew.
I want to play along with you.
You're on drugs. I didn't think you would remember.
It's true. If you're just tuning in, I had surgery today.
Big time.
Yeah, I'm not. I have one eye.
Mm-hmm.
I have one eye. They fixed my
eye. He looks like a pirate.
I do. Yeah. I look like a pirate with low self-esteem. I don't have a cool black patch. I look like the pirate in the room that everybody makes fun of. All right, so describe this individual. This is Guess Who. Brit is describing based on their
okay.
numbers. Yeah.
TV show, author, multiple marriages. There were three. Spiritual integrity is an issue.
Right.
Another clue. A wealthy father.
Wealthy father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not me.
And then one last clue and that's it.
Go ahead.
They're erratic.
That could be me.
That's true.
But I'm not.
It could be you.
But I'm not famous. It's got to be somebody. Yeah, I'm famous in Amsterdam,
New
York.
You have famous numerology.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, me and Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern.
And Howard Stern, we all have the same numerology.
Well, we have the same birthday. Exactly.
Which is, right, the same numerology.
Yeah.
It's energy and information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did I go wrong?
You know what people always say to me? They just wish they had gotten this done sooner. I just got a testimonial yesterday. A person texted me. She said, Britt, I loved your reading so much. I only wish that I had this done sooner.
They really are great. What can you expect from someone who books an in-depth reading with you?
What can they expect?
Yeah, they expect, not you.
Well, they find
out. Drugs.
They find out a lot of things about how they make decisions, how they go, and how their challenges are presented. Lots of things, how they love, what moves and motivates them, their strength, asset, projection, all kinds of things are revealed. It's pure energy. It's pure information.
And it's different from some
astrology.
People, well, mm-hmm. and psychic readings.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's got some similarities, but a psychic reading is, this is based on science, really.
It is science-based, but I think I channel the numbers and
right.
I help the person.
Right.
And I know that I do it in a very high vibrational way.
And you do talk to angels, and trust me, I've seen it.
It's true.
It mm-hmm. is. There are stories. We're going to tell us. We'll tell this story one day, maybe next week when we have time. But I think everybody, too, has a story about an angel in their life.
Or multiple stories.
Yeah. And I'm not talking mm-hmm. about the kind that fly down with wings and are wearing lingerie. I'm talking about.
Lingerie?
Okay. All right, I have a very
he
weird.
He has one track mind.
I'm sorry. What was my favorite number? Double D again?
42
double D.
D.
That's my numerology.
That's Bob's numerology.
Well, since
you like one number, too.
What number? What's my other number? Oh, yeah, that number. Yes, I love that. Is such a great
Mr.
number.
Mr. Weinstein, take your filthy paws
off me. Not only was it a great number, but the Mets had a fabulous year that year. So, if you want to book
all right, now let's go back to the clues. Do we have enough clues?
Give it again. This game is called Guess Who?
Okay, wealthy father. Spiritual excellence is a challenge. Married a few times, three
yep.
times. An author.
Yep.
Erratic.
Yes.
Okay.
If you think you know who that is, mm-hmm. go to BritScotYourNumber.com.
And just take a guess.
There's going to be a tab that says Guess Who? Enter this week's guess. And if more than one person has it right, and I imagine they will.
We'll see.
We're going to draw one name, and you're going to win a 1-hour reading with Brit. So Brit will do your numbers.
So once
and
again,
and save them at an MP3 file, which I do, so that people can have it forever, listen to it over and over again.
That's a good point. When you book a reading, by the way, I've had readings before too, where even if I write this stuff down, I don't
always
remember,
forget.
Always forget it. So when Britt does one, she records it on as an MP3, sends it to you, and you can listen to it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to go. Want to thank the Pet Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Want to thank Jack and the guys back in the studio. Britt?
Yeah, it's been a wonderful show, and I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday.
And remember, go to britsgotyournumber.com. You can enter your love match information and then tune in next week's show, or you can take a guess at Guess Who in order to win yourself a one-hour reading with Britt, which I guarantee you is going to potentially change your life. I mean, that's how powerful it is. So I want to say thanks, guys. Have a wonderful holiday. Have a wonderful week. Embrace Christmas. Be safe.
And uplift everyone. Look for the people that you would usually not see. Be kind to people. It's not too late to give extra toys for kids and other charity things. Keep the spirit of Christmas about uplifting everyone.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, calling all angels.